Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got involved in a competition last night, and it didn't occur to me till today that I could have won with T-Hack and maybe you too, Aaron.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
But T-Hack, for sure. It's one of your jobs.
I'm a professional, yes.
I ended up at a bar.
We're not surprised. Continue.
No, I mean, there was a work event. All our salespeople went out. There's some new game show thing. Do you guys know about the game show thing?
Can you be more specific?
There's like a game show bar. Like it's literally, and it's down by the bar they ended up at. But it's like, you literally go in, it's like a team building bar, and it's like, there's a Family Feud game. They played like a cornhole game.
Fun.
Where you know the dots.
Game show battle rooms?
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Mm. You know the dots that you if you don't get them, you'll now get them. On your Facebook feed where it's like for fitness, you do like push-ups and you turn the dot off and put them on the wall and it's like reflex kind of stuff. Like you throw cornhole bags at those. And it's like the green ones, it's like whoever turns it off the first kind of thing.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, our salespeople all went and did that and then they ended up at a bar. I don't know if I should say the name of the bar because I don't like the owner.
Valid.
No, actually.
But you do know him.
I just met him last night.
Okay.
It's a bar called Papa's Public House. And it was super fun. Little hole in the wall by Vasa Fitness, like down at Quebec and whatever. Okay.
Oh yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, so what happened was I'm with a couple of our big bosses and the owner of the bar, and there's a table of like 6 women clearly catching up, another table of like 4 women clearly catching up, a family with mom, dad, 2 girls, another kind of eclectic group of like 20-something affected emo people wearing, what is the thing I learned about the other day, where the style nothing matches?
Oh, the like Kesha style?
Indie, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Because it's like
that?
Leopard print with like polka dots underneath.
And like metallic.
Just like,
yeah.
Ah! Like the lights were off when you picked your clothes kind of people. And they have touch tunes at this bar. So. Mm.
And that's the one that you do it on your phone, right? It's like a.
Yes, you can pick songs, you buy credits.
Okay.
Like I bought.
But you don't have to actually go up to, it's not like the old jukebox so you can anonymously
you just
do it?
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't know that.
It's like 55 credits was like $25 and it's like 2 credits a song-ish, I think.
Okay.
Maybe it's a little more.
They give you an odd number so that you're always.
Well, the 55 credits was like 5 bonus credits if you buy that many or something.
Okay.
I don't know, it's stupid. So I always start with It's the Greatest Showman. The Greatest Showman. This is the greatest show. I start with that song. Played Aqua Barbie Girl. And then it became about, it was like, Slacker, you speak to people on the radio. Can you, this table of 6 women was our first attempt. And they're obviously catching up. So just everybody's talking. It's stories, stories, stories. And it's like, can you get them to stop having conversation and acknowledge what's playing in the bar?
Mm. You want a pop. You want a little.
I want them to like somebody to sing along.
Okay,
and
go
anything.
Or like, oh, I love this song. Or
yes, anything.
Okay.
I wasted almost all 55 credits.
Maybe the Greatest Showman again? I don't know.
Well, you know, at first, what I was trying to do is run people out of the bar.
Okay.
Like, I was playing songs that I thought would alienate people. And then I think you already probably, if given the task, do you already have a song in your head that would make people stop conversing? Oh my God, I just thought of one. It's so obvious. I'm so dumb.
You were, okay, list some of the songs that you did play. Other than
so
the Greatest
Showman.
So we
were trying to figure it out. We're like, they're 40s and 50s.
Okay.
Year old women. So I thought at first I'd hit them. I hit them with Morgan and Post.
Okay.
Add some help.
No.
Yeah, no.
What do you, why no. no immediately? We play the living F out of that song. Mm-hmm. We target women of that age group.
And you want,
then why is it an instant no?
And you want them to go, oh, I haven't heard this song in forever. I love this song. Not, oh my God, I hear this song all the time.
That felt a little, Aaron does the music.
You are the music director.
I am aware.
But when you put it that way, I feel genuinely stupid.
Good.
Like that was was a misstep.
Yeah. Like I probably heard it on their car on the way in, then they hear it.
So it's just wallpaper to them.
Yeah, it doesn't have that pop. You know, like, it
doesn't catch their attention.
So then I went, oh my God, you guys are just, then up. So I just want to say this. If there were a radio station who did what I did, no one would listen to it. Because then it was immediately into Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Terrible.
Terrible? Who doesn't go, oh, we're halfway there. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The 30-year-old male does that. Did you notice I did not?
Why are you mean today?
I'm so disappointed.
Then it became a competition between the three of us, and we're just like, the owner of the bar tried Copacabana.
Nope.
Huge swing and a miss.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
Now, in the middle...
Did anyone consider going and talking to these women?
No, because it wasn't about that. It was, we were trying to win.
I see.
And then we're like, can we get any... The table of four women, can we get any of them to pop? We're like, now we're opening it up to the family. So then, Cruel Summer. We played, because there's two little girls at the table, and nothing.
Mm.
Like, I thought Taylor would get... We're just trying to get anybody in the bar to acknowledge what we're doing. At that point, I would like... Right now, I'd like to make a public apology. If you live... If you've served in the military, and you live in Longmont, Colorado, I am sorry. If you go to American Legion post 32 or whatever it is, I decided because I was getting no success doing what I was doing, I started playing terrible songs at the American Legion in Longmont. Because I
do you
it's
not
just
have
soldier-
to be close enough?
No, you can do it anywhere.
That is wild.
No, it's amazing
because
like I've been in Austin and I tell my friend Josh, I'm like, I'm walking into this bar in Austin, and all of a sudden, whoa!
That's so
like,
funny.
I get announced when I go into bars thanks to my buddy Josh.
That is amazing.
We
I
play
had
a song
no idea.
Right now, anywhere you want to play. I can play a song at Papa's. I played Greatest Showman at 11 o'clock last night at Papa's because my boss was still there. Our boss was still there. So I started playing How Deep Is Your Love?
That's okay.
But at the Legion.
Oh, no. Okay.
What the heck, man?
I interrupted AC/DC.
Oh,
you can see what was playing?
Yeah, you can see what's playing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I played How Deep Is Your Love. I played Barbie Girl at the American Legion. So if you were at the Legion last night and you're wondering, because then in my head, there's a bunch of grizzled soldier dudes sitting around reminiscing about their time. And then Barbie Girl starts and they're all going, which one of you sons of did this? And I was like, it wasn't. It was me. I was,
wow.
And you were counties away.
So far away. Couldn't be farther. I'm like, yeah. Okay. So you have a song in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can get it done in three.
Three songs?
Three songs for sure. But I have one that I think, would
have
worked.
I have two. One that would work on me that I don't think would work on anyone else. But one that I think would work on everyone else.
Please text in what song. I'm going to tell you this right now. The owner, no, our boss downloaded Touch Tunes for the first time, played his first song and won the contest, got everyone, the entire bar stopped conversing and started singing. If you think you know what that song is, 303-222-5423.
Interesting.
Like, literally, I've never seen a song work this hard. I know it. Like, it's so dumb, but
because it's obvious or because it's just...
It made me mad how obvious it was.
Okay.
Who wants to go first? Do we let the professional go first, or do you want to go, Aaron?
I'll go first, because I don't know how realistic mine are.
Okay.
So the one that I know would work on me, that I don't know if it would work on everyone else, Tribute by Tenacious D. I will go hard on that.
Do you remember a total B you were when I said Morgan and Post?
I am aware that it would only work on me.
That's so stupid. The one that
I think would work on more people,
yeah.
Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
You're telling me that that's not adjacent to Bon Jovi?
No.
It's
the same, like, you want to get up and yell, but Bon Jovi's overplayed. We're done with it. It's kind of like the... Sweet Caroline.
If I don't hear
that song again in my life, I will be happy.
Then you can never go to a Rockies game. They play it every...
I hate it. I hate it.
I agree. I'm with you. It's just, it's, yeah. And then the bop, 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 it's not even in the song.
Bah, bah, I know.
It's like, we just do that. And I
hate it.
I just thought
of another one. Oh, God. Okay, hold on. And then, okay. I got two.
Okay.
And neither one of these are the ones that won.
Okay, you want my list of three?
Yeah, but which one do you, going to start with this? I think I got it on this one.
I think I got it on this one. I would play, is it Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten?
Yes.
Feel the rain on your skin, no one else can do it for...
I just saw her at Red Rocks, and we all lost it.
Table of Women, come on.
Okay.
Easy.
I want to say this.
Blindfolded.
We've been talking for far too long, so... I'm going to get your other two choices.
Okay.
And tell you the song that won the day. But you guys can text in right now.
Okay.
We'll tell you what the winning song was and get your guesses. 303-222-5423. What song got the whole bar dancing? Next.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. And here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Long story longer, and we're getting a lot of really great texts. In fact, a couple people have guessed the right one.
I was
at a bar. Yeah, you're scrolling. I was at a bar, and we started to play touch tone roulette, basically, where we were trying to get... It was specifically a table of 40-something-year-old women to break conversation and notice that there was music playing. Can I tell you one other thing I did not disclose?
Yeah.
Again, we're sitting with the owner of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
He had the remote for the bar. So we slowly but surely bumped the volume.
Ah.
Okay.
When it was his selections, he bumped it a little. I'm like, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's cheating. That's rigging it a little bit.
Right, because it's like, you're just going to notice from the volume.
It's weighted.
So I tried like Bon Jovi. I tried country, like Morgan Wallen. Mm-hmm. I tried...
Aqua, you said? Barbie Girl? Well,
no, Aqua was to try to drive people out.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That was when I was in my D-bag phase.
It's hard to tell. What you're right? trying to, it's kinda...
other songs were tried. Copacabana. Just a whole plethora of songs. I have two in my head right now that I think could win. Our boss pulled out his phone, downloaded it, played one song, crushed the day, got it won, mic drop, great. So far, by the way, Aaron's songs were trash. Neither song.
People agreed to
Tenacious D, nobody, no.
Katrina and the Waves, that's good.
Yeah.
Walking on Sunshine.
Decent, but I don't think
you're going to get finger snap, and like people are going to react at least minimum. Yeah. I agree with that one.
I had some help.
No.
What? I'm walking on Sunshine. Like, no.
Whoa.
Okay.
Don't feel good.
So TAC went with Natalie Imbruglia.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Okay.
Unwritten.
Unwritten, yeah.
I think one of your songs has to work. That's what I would go with first, and
that has a high probability. If not, I'm going back and forth. There's two that are tied for two.
Okay.
It's either Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac, or next, Too Close.
Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited.
I don't know that one.
Aaron didn't move at all. I watched Aaron's face.
She's not a 40 or 50 year old woman.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know that song. I know the. What was the other one?
Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac?
Yeah. Mark Morrison. Maybe, but I don't think it would have cracked him.
Or maybe like.
You're making it hard for me.
No? Nothing?
What about like Schoolboy Q, Collard Greens? What do you think of that one?
Not
40, 50.
Not the age table. And then my.
I literally tried. I tried. Mm. I went all the way. I even went King Kunta.
No, you're going the wrong way.
I'm trying to win the bar. I thought maybe the indie whatever people might go for that one. One of the people in the indie, I did not disclose this, was wearing a Nirvana shirt. So I didn't fully...
So maybe Tenacious D would have worked.
No, I didn't go full on cheat code with that. I didn't play Nirvana. I played Stone Temple Pilots. Not a thing.
Well, even that, a Nirvana t-shirt doesn't really mean much anymore. Yeah. Like they just sell them at Target. So,
but you don't just buy it. They just make it
for kids and stuff too.
Yeah, but your kid has to know what Nirvana is. You're gonna let a kid wear a Nirvana shirt without knowing what it is.
No, but I'm saying that is absolutely a thing.
The Nirvana tee has become like just a fashion piece of just with the wearing the Nirvana.
I can't believe you as a DJ. By the way, this is why I think TAC will win this, but so far you haven't.
Unwritten would do really well. If none of those worked, my ace in the hole, what I would pull out last would be the national anthem. Because people have to react. And then I would win the contest. Because people would stand, they would put their hand over their heart, and I would go.
I don't know if it's in touch tunes, because I also tried to cheat and use Baby Shark.
Oh my gosh.
Because we were desperate. Desperate
times.
That's
the thing, is people would absolutely react. They'd be like, "What? Who picked this? What is going on?"
So none of those are the song.
Okay.
As a DJ, I can't believe you didn't say either of the two that I just
that
sprung
you thought
to
of.
Mind.
Yeah, what are
just
they?
Now? I thought of them. Hmm. Number one, Miley.
Depends which one.
Party in the USA. Are you joking me?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
It doesn't have the same hit that it used to.
Mm-hmm. Because it did have, you're right, it had a moment, and as a DJ, it had a good 5 years of like, man, that's the biggest, but then it just became kind of like,
if I'm in a bar, I'm not going to react.
You're not?
That's not.
Then you're not going to react to the one that won. I'm telling you right now, you're not going to react to the one that won.
Hmm.
Okay, then the next one that sprung to my mind, as a DJ,
picture
yourself at a wedding. What is the song?
Cupid Shuffle.
No.
Then Uptown Funk.
Thank
that's
you.
No, but that's a
Bruno. Don't.
Again, that's such a common one. I don't know if I'm going to react.
I know, but it gets people. Every wedding DJ, when they're like, come on, all the blue hairs aren't getting up, they just don't. And everybody's like, poof.
Yeah,
it's just like.
You're absolutely right, but it's only at a wedding because people are wanting to dance. At a restaurant, people aren't wanting to dance. So they're like, eh.
Well, keep guessing because I should have done.
Cupid Shuffle's actually good because some people would dance.
I think the way to go is what you said with the national anthem. Do something so obscene. Is that the right word for it? Like where it just shocks you and you're forced to comment on it.
Yeah, you're not expecting to hear that at all.
I have the winning song. Do you guys want to take any more guesses? I'm going to tell you this.
It was our boss who played it?
Yes. We also tried Shaboozy, and that didn't work.
Of course.
Is it Garth? Is it Friends in Low Places?
I hate you.
Is that it?
It is! Yes. Friends in Low Places! Yes. Loser!
I maintain my status as a pro.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.